Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Adam Baratta is our, Philip Frechette. Philip, Adam's up next. Philip Frechette is our guest. He's the founder of JCS Process and Control Engineering Systems. He's the Chief Technical Officer at Millisecond Technology Corp. And he is helping us understand today about a new pasteurization technology of milk. And, of course, you know, one thing we didn't talk about last time, Philip, was we got to tip our hat to Mr. Louis Pasteur, right? I mean, he's the guy who invented pasteurization.
Yeah, and he invented it trying to make his wine better. He really didn't think about milk, but it was the greatest discovery for milk.
Right. And what was that, 80 years ago, 100 years ago? I can't remember when that was, but...
Yeah, about that.
Been going on a long time. No telling how many lives he saved. No telling how many people have been better nourished because of safer milk and milk that was allowed to be around, you know, to be useful longer. Philip, one of the things that I have noticed is that the date on a gallon of milk doesn't always point out the usefulness of that milk. When I have milk in the refrigerator, just because the date on it was yesterday, I don't throw that milk away. I smell the milk. Having grown up, you know, around milk, like as I indicated in the last segment, my nose can tell, and I smell the milk and I can taste it. And so, sometimes you can drink milk days after the date on the bottle, can't you?
Yes, yeah, you can. Usually there's a drink before X number of days after opening on the label, and typically on milk it's 7 days.
Yep.
On this MST technology, we are date coding 33 days.
Wow.
And 10 days after opening, so that's 43 days.
Wow. And that's going to be good. That's going to be good for third world countries, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the biggest use of fresh milk is in the United States. Secondly is Mexico, and thirdly is Colombia. And most of the rest of the world is using ultra-pasteurized milk, which is really, they're accustomed to off-flavored milk, a lot of reconstituted powder, et cetera.
Right.
But the United States is really into fresh
right.
milk.
Which is not ultra-pasteurized. It's not heated up as much.
You know,
so MST now, MST, I want to come back to that. Systems. Millisecond technology that tell us specifically what's the technology behind that.
Okay, well, what it does is, you know, like a lot of things in life, when you figure out what physics and science does, you wonder why you didn't discover it way long before that. But millisecond technology forms a droplet, like a rain droplet inside of we call it a droplet former, the MST chamber. And it takes about 150 pounds per square inch, which is roughly about five times the pressure in your tire and actually lower than the highest pressures in a normal pasteurizer, to generate that droplet. But when that droplet comes out the opening of a nozzle into that chamber, a microorganism has nothing to take up the shock absorption, so it blows up like a popcorn in a popcorn popper, or like puffed rice or puffed wheat in a shot from guns, cannons, or cereal.
So it's all pressure. It's not a laser or a sound wave or heat. It's all pressure.
And it's low pressure, really, when you think about it, because
right.
ultra-high pressure pasteurization is 80,000 PSI.
Right.
This is
right,
only
right.
150.
So this is also being used. This could also be used for other foods, too, right?
Well, it's being used or aqueous or any liquid liquid substance in the area of, like, we're using it on high value special juices. We're doing work to apply it to giving lengthened transport times for coconut water, because, like, in Asia, there right. are thousands of islands that the coconuts can never get to market.
Right.
And it, addressing your third world, I mean, I don't know if you realize, but half of the milk in Africa never ever makes it to the plant.
Right, because it ruins. But so this MST could make fresh milk, high-quality milk, available to more children across the world and help them become better nourished, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, but the market has to embrace the technology.
Is it expensive?
The United States is the largest market for it.
Is it expensive?
No, actually not. The amount of energy that it takes is only 0.5%.
How much of the milk in America? I've only got a few seconds. How much in the milk in America is MST treated, pasteurized?
Currently, it's brand new technology. The first application is in Puerto Rico, which is an American territory.
Right.
And that milk. That's
when will we have it on our shelves? When will we have MST milk on our shelves?
It's on the shelves currently in Puerto Rico, and we are negotiating with quite a few producers.
So, folks, look for it out there. Philip Frechette, ladies and gentlemen, with JCS Process.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.